Jerry Bader Show, 1023. A listener makes a good point. Yes, the Packers won because of Favre. However, if you look at the last 8 years in Green Bay, they often lost because of Favre. And in the most critical times, playoff games, Eagles, Rams, Giants, Atlanta, etc. Yeah, Bart Starr faded down the stretch, too, due to injuries after the 1967 championship season. I would say Bart Starr. I think, however, it's close. I really do think it's close. I do not think tonight will be close. Listener Craig, with whom I have a friendly bet for charity, because he was talking smack, telling me I didn't know anything about football, we're tied. We're tied at 3 apiece. Craig has an advantage here because I screwed up and I did not pick a tiebreaker game. So if Craig wins the Bears pick, he wins. Greg picked the Packers by 11. That is the spread, by the way. They are 11-point favorites at Lambeau. Jason says 35-20. 35-17. Green Bay. Now, I could be a weenie, you know. I could. And I know Craig isn't listening. I think he's out of town. I could be a weenie here. I could pick the Packers by 12. Because I think they are going to win by more than 11. I could be safe. I could just go one up on him. But I'm not. So theoretically, he could win this. You know, if they win by 14 or whatever, he's going to win. But I'm going to say 35-17 because I feel that good about Green Bay winning this game. I really do. However, I will say this. Is it Josh McCown? Is that his name? I think so. Actually looked good coming in for Cutler in that game before the bye where Cutler got hurt. He actually looked really good. The Seahawks came back in a stunning way to defeat the winless Buccaneers. Boy, that was scary. And the Colts did the same thing last night on Sunday Night Football. After Texans coach Gary Kubiak collapsed on the sidelines and was hospitalized, his team collapsed. Speaking of collapsing, I've talked a lot during the whole shutdown debate, and I've blamed both sides, the Tea Party movement and the Republican establishment, both sides, for the fissure that exists between them. You've heard Sean Hannity repeatedly say he thinks it's time for a third party. I think a third party without a fourth party is disastrous for the conservative movement. We're split, they're not, and we don't win for the foreseeable future. There are indications that the civil war is growing between the two. This was posted over the weekend by Ala Pundit at hotair.com. And he does a very nice background here. NRSC blacklists ad firm because it helps Senate conservatives fund target Republicans. That might sound like blah, blah, blah if you don't follow politics closely, and he recognizes this. So I want to read what he wrote. I forget sometimes that posts about Beltway infighting can be a bit too inside baseball for people who follow politics casually. So let's get everyone on the same page. The NRSC is, as almost everyone knows, the main GOP committee responsible for getting Republicans elected to the Senate. In theory, it's concerned only with helping GOP nominees beat Democrats in the general election, but in practice, it's regarded as an incumbent establishment protection outfit. The most notorious example I can think of offhand is when the NRSC endorsed Charlie Crist over Marco Rubio early in the 2010 primary in Florida. The Senate Conservatives Fund is the PAC founded by Jim DeMint that helped spearhead the defund Obamacare effort last month. It is dedicated to electing true conservative slash Tea Party candidates to Congress, even if that means primarying Republican D.C. mainstays. In fact, they've already endorsed Mitch McConnell's primary challenger in Kentucky. Under pressure to swear off the group, Ted Cruz reportedly promised his GOP Senate colleagues last week that although he's a favorite of this SCF and worked with them on defund, he will not help fundraise to defeat Republican incumbents. In other words, you've got the most influential GOP establishment fundraising arm declaring war on the most influential grassroots Tea Party fundraising arm, which has already declared war on the establishment. It's an unusually visible expression of the tension that's been building all year between grassroots righties on the one hand and centrist and business interests on the other. Defund and the shutdown are what finally brought it way out into the open, and a bunch of major players in the Senate, including especially McConnell, Cruz, Rand Paul, and Mike Lee, are caught in the middle. So then he goes on to say, well, so what happened is, in a warning shot to outside conservative groups, the National Republican Senatorial Committee last week informed a prominent Republican advertising firm that it would not receive any contracts with the campaign committee because of its work with a group that targets incumbent Senate Republicans. In other words, the establishment fundraising arm, the establishment arm that tries to get Republicans elected to the Senate, is punishing an advertising firm, a Republican advertising firm, that is working with DeMint's, formerly DeMint's group, to get conservative challengers to guys like McConnell and others. So the Republican establishment says, we're not going to work with that ad firm. In fact, someone from the GOP, Brad Daysprang, had a bunch of tweets. We will not do business with disingenuous groups that push purity for profit. We do not do business with Democrat operatives whose efforts elect Democrats over GP operatives whose efforts elect Democrats. Truth is, SCF is a bully, and we will stand up to their efforts, which deceive conservatives and help Democrats. Our job is to win a GOP majority. SCF tactics show that they don't care who wins a general election. Funny how the same SCF sympathizers who thrive, you know, on bloodying other Republicans don't like a similar punch in the jaw. Ooh. So what's going to happen with the Civil War? My thoughts in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.